board meeting today for the Thrift Savings Plan, and as of today, there are newly established timeframes for new benefits in the Thrift Savings Plan, and there's a change. We have more idea as to the number of participants in the TSP. Tom Trabucco is Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. We're always thrilled to have him here this time every Monday. Tom, how are you?
Terrific, Chris. How are you and Amy?
Doing well. So give us an idea. They got the numbers to you. It was pretty quick, and you got a real idea that the numbers are up, aren't they?
That's right. On the we had that terrific legislation that was signed by the president back in June, and we've begun implementing it already. And our first push was to get the immediate employer contributions going, because that was something that gets money in participants' pockets right away. So we worked closely with the employing agencies, who did a fantastic job. And it looks like, although we required them to have it done by the beginning of August, the first pay period in August, it looks like virtually everyone got it done before that. Our July numbers show an increase of 100,000 accounts between the end of May and the end of July, and most of that is attributable to the immediate employer contributions, which, of course, started up accounts for about, it looks like probably 80,000 people.
Wow.
Who did not have accounts before.
Wow.
It's a terrific thing, and all of those folks who had the accounts automatically started up for them will be getting a letter advising them that if they put in their own money now as a FERS employee, they'll begin picking up matching contributions as well. So we expect that to follow through, and people will start contributing earlier in their careers, and thus that first dollar they put in will have longer to grow.
So, Tom, tell us what that means for those who already had accounts if another 100,000 people join the TSP. What does that do to them?
Well, the big benefit for all other participants is that we spread the costs, which are already low, over a larger group. And so you reduce your costs.
Which is great for everyone involved.
That's right, exactly. And it it's one of our secrets. We are so big, we can spread those costs over a large number of people. The other secret is we're cheap, and we just don't spend much participant money.
We don't like to think of you as cheap. We like to think of you as not costing much money.
I like that. That's better. Yes. Yeah.
There is also some details on the automatic enrollment, which is coming up fairly quickly here.
That's right. What we did, we have a lot of things underway here as a result of the legislation and the ongoing activities. So the board members this morning at the meeting wanted a layout of all our major projects that are underway, and I believe we shared a copy of that of the writing on this with you all, where we lay out the things we're already doing. First of all, maintaining excellence in daily operations, financial accountability, continuing to develop a robust and secure infrastructure. Some of the new things we want to add on to that, such as the revised website, e-messaging, and the launch of the 2050 fund, which we'll be doing next year, and roll that in with the five new benefits that were approved by Congress in the June 22 legislation. The immediate agency contributions, which we've already begun. The automatic enrollment will begin in the spring of 2010. We're going to have new spouse beneficiary accounts. These are for the spouses of participants who die while still having an account. Previously, the beneficiaries had to take their money out of the TSP and open up an IRA. Now, if you're a spouse beneficiary, you'll be allowed to keep your money in the TSP. We'll have that up by early 2010. Roth accounts, which we've said before is the long pole in the tent, it is a big project. It touches every aspect of what we do. Those things are touched upon a little bit in this writing. It'll take us 2 years to complete that. And then we have the other items, the mutual fund window. We do not have a date on that yet because we are not currently planning. We don't have a project management action plan in place on that. We have to have further consultation with the council and board members. We have to do a lot more research on that.
But, Tom, that was a ton of stuff, obviously. But you said something that I don't know if I've heard before. The 2050 fund? Is that another L fund?
Oh, yes. That's right, Amy. What will happen is after 2010, in 2010, the 2010 fund the money that's invested in 2010 will roll into the income fund because we will arrive at 2010. Then we'll start our 2050 fund off into the future, and that will begin in, I believe it's January 2011. That's right.
Well, that makes perfect sense because the 2010 then comes to fruition, and you don't have it anymore.
That's exactly right. So, and we just keep rolling these on as the decades pass.
Okay, so 2050 coming up in 2010.
That's right.
That's
numbers,
right.
Man. It's all math.
Well, and we got enough stuff. We have stuff to talk about for a couple weeks here. We can go into some of these areas because the e-messaging one, maybe we'll touch on that next week.
That's a very good idea because we'll be rolling that out in connection with the new website in the spring. And as we talked about last week, we're going to have a beta of the website changes up in October where one of every 5,000 folks who comes in and plugs into the website will be offered a chance test drive the beta website and we'll get their reactions to a survey of them and get those changes in place for the new website in the early next year.
Speaking of plugging websites,
yes.
Give you the opportunity, Tom.
www.tsb.gov.